Ooh, populists close in on power in Italy. I saw this article on BBC News today. Populists close in on power in Italy. What does that mean? Do you know? Well, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you because I'm your teacher here at Mad English TV. Okay, close in on is a phrasal verb that means to be near to victory, okay, or to advance. You're very close, okay, to surround. It sort of has these meanings. Let's take a look at some examples. Okay, the police closed in on the attacker. Let's say there's a terrorist somewhere. Okay, the police closed in. That means the police, maybe they surrounded the attacker. They came from different sides and they closed in on the attacker. Okay, in early May 1945, the Allies closed in on Berlin. Okay, the Allies closed in. Who were the Allies? Well, the US, Britain, and the Soviet Union, right? They closed in on Berlin. They surrounded Berlin and they crushed Nazi Germany. In early May 1945, hey, that was just celebrated. Right now when I'm making this video, it's May 10th. So it's just a few days after the Victory in Europe Day, right? Okay, so the snowstorm closed in on the small town. The snowstorms closed in means the snowstorm sort of came upon the small town. Okay, so let's take a look at this again. Populists close in on power in Italy. Okay, that means the populists are almost there. They've almost reached victory. They've almost reached a position of power in Italy. Okay, now who are populists? What is a populist? What is populism? Now, if you've been reading English news in the past few years, you will have seen this word so many times, populism. So it's important that you know what it means because I see it in the news almost every day. Okay, well, it's a political movement to protect ordinary people in a society. Okay, to sort of support or defend the average citizens in a society, sort of like the majority, right? The majority population. Now, defend them against what? Well, against maybe different people or groups that want to harm them. Okay, maybe corrupt politicians, right? A lot of countries around the world have really corrupt politicians that, you know, that always try to take advantage of their own people. So maybe a populist leader will rise up and say, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to have nothing to do with this corruption anymore. We are going to fight for the rights of the people, the average people. Okay, or maybe people need to be protected from Wall Street, big banks, big companies that want to take advantage of the average people, right? Or maybe people need to be protected from immigrants or other groups of people, okay? A lot of countries around the world like to blame their problems on immigrants. Oh, those immigrants, it's their fault. Our society is so bad, okay? They're robbing us, they're stealing, they're bringing drugs into our country, they're not paying taxes, they're not abiding by the law. Okay, a lot of countries around the world like to blame their problems on immigrants. Now, there are two politicians in the USA, okay, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Now, both of these men have been described as populist leaders, even though they're from very different political parties, very different ideas. They're opposites of each other, okay? But they have both been described as populist leaders. Okay, so how is that possible? Well, Bernie Sanders says, I am for the people, the average hardworking people. I want to protect them from evil Wall Street, big banks, big corporations, also bad trade deals with other countries. Okay, and Donald Trump has said, I want to fight for the average citizens. We need to protect them from bad trade deals with countries like China. You know how many times he always said, China, 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 China. If you haven't seen that video on YouTube, just search for Donald Trump, China. It's a funny video. You'll see him saying China so many times. Okay, so these men could both be described as populists, or they both believe in populism, okay, which means they're fighting for the average person in the society, even though they're very different political parties. Okay, so this idea of populism is not attached to one particular party, but in recent years, it has definitely become sort of attached to right-wing political parties, especially in Europe and North America. Okay, so very often you hear, you know, populist leaders in Europe are talking about, you know, stopping immigration, like in Austria, England, Netherlands, France, Germany, the USA. Okay, all these populist leaders have said sort of bad things about immigration. Right? So populism has sort of been seen as a negative thing in the news, especially in liberal news organizations like BBC, CNN. Those are sort of more left-wing organizations. And populism in recent times has been more right-wing. Okay? For example, Donald Trump, he's always talking about America first. America first. We're going to protect our own people. Right? The same with Nigel Farage in the UK. Remember Brexit? Okay, he was basically the leader of Brexit, and he was always talking about ordinary people, the hardworking, ordinary, average people in the UK. They're getting cheated, or there's bad things happening, or it could be so much better. Okay, so we need to protect these ordinary people from some other force, from immigrants, from European Union laws and regulations and all of that stuff, okay? So that's what populism is. When a lot of people think of populism, they think of anti-immigration. Anti-immigration, okay? That's because in recent years, there's been a lot of anti-immigration stuff happening in Europe and in the USA as well, right? I mean, countries like Hungary, recently in the news, Hungary, right? They elected that leader who's sort of anti-immigration. Brexit, France, remember the election that happened in France last year? Okay, it was close, right? The right wing, the sort of the alt-right, the populist leader, I mean, they did okay. They had a lot of power, but they didn't win. Right? In Germany too, you know, that group is sort of getting more power, but they didn't win. Okay, so a lot of this has to do with sort of anti-immigration stuff. Now, I want to ask you, is there a populist movement in Canada? Is there a populist movement in Canada? Well, not really. Not really, which is astonishing because it's happened so much in Europe and in the USA, which is our closest friend, our closest, you know, neighbor. So why is this not happening in Canada? Well, it's not happening. I mean, sure, there are, you know, some people, some groups in probably every country that have these ideas, these populist ideas. But in Canada, this has not really become a big issue. Okay, now, we had sort of a test to see if this was going to become an issue or not last year in the Conservative Party elections. Okay, so every party in Canada has their own elections, and then the leaders go to the federal elections, okay? So last year was the Conservative Party leadership election, and this woman, Kelly Leach, was one of the candidates, okay? She was hoping to become the leader of the Conservative Party to run against Justin Trudeau in the federal election in 2019, okay? But she lost. She lost, and she was sort of a populist leader. She had some populist ideas, okay? But she lost, so that shows that Canada doesn't really have too much of an appetite for these sort of populist ideas, anti-immigration ideas, okay? But, I mean, this is in Canada, right? I mean, she was a popular leader. She didn't win, but she had a lot of support. Okay, so this is happening. For example, she had some ideas that immigrants should be tested for Canadian values when they come to Canada. Canadian values, okay? For example, freedom. Do they really want the freedom in Canada, or do they want to bring their cultures over here? It's a loud airplane flying over my house, which is weird because it's very late at night right now. Hey, maybe some people like to fly in the middle of the night. Those kind of flights are called red-eye flights. Red-eye flights are middle-of-the-night flights because your eyes go red, right? When you can't sleep, then in the morning, your eyes are all red. Those are called red-eye flights. Okay, anyway, her idea was that immigrants should be screened. Should be screened to see whether they want to be real, you know, Canadians, whether they want to have good Canadian values or not. Now, she's a doctor, and one thing she really doesn't like is when people are forced to do something. She doesn't like it if women are forced to wear head coverings. She doesn't like it when people are forced to get married. Okay, now sometimes those things happen in Canada. Can you believe it? People are forced to get married in Canada, in a land of freedom. Okay, I would never be forced to get married because my parents, well, I mean, they are, you know, Canadians. They're natural born Canadians. They have Canadian values. Okay, I have Canadian values. But a lot of people who come from other countries, they have their own customs where, you know, you put a lot of pressure on your children to get married. You force them to get married. Now, I know this because, well, I've lived in other countries, but also I've tutored kids here in Canada. And sometimes I like to ask them some interesting questions. And sometimes they've told me that they have to get married. And I said, well, what if you don't want to get married when you grow up? And they said, well, my parents will force me to get married. Okay, so this happens in Canada. There are forced marriages. She really doesn't like this idea of, like, other cultures bringing their traditions into Canada that are opposed to Canadian values. Now, I made a lesson a few months ago talking about the Shafia family tragedy. This was such a huge tragedy in Canada, okay? This family was from Afghanistan, and they were living in Canada, and their daughters were going to school here in Canada, and they just wanted to be normal Canadians. They liked boys. They wanted to sort of have boyfriends and stuff. And their parents didn't like that their daughters were going, sort of becoming more liberal. So they killed them. They killed them. Can you believe that? They killed them here in Canada. Okay, so Kelly Leach would say that this family should never have been allowed into Canada because they didn't have Canadian values. Okay, Canadian values are open, you know, honest, like people have freedom here. Okay, so this family, if Kelly Leach had been prime minister, maybe this family would not have come. But obviously, this is a rare exception, right? Most immigrants who come to Canada are really nice people. They love their children just as much as anyone else around the world loves their children. Okay, but sometimes there is too much pressure. I've also made videos on that saying immigrants who come to Canada should not pressure their kids so much to follow the customs of their own country that they came from. You know, very often the kids have never even been in those countries. So why should they have to follow traditions and maybe religious practices from those countries when they just grew up in normal, you know, Canadian life? Maybe they want to choose their own husband or wife. Maybe they don't want to have an arranged marriage. Or maybe they want to have their own religious freedoms, okay? Like that. Those values are Canadian values. Freedom. Okay, so she obviously doesn't like those kinds of things. But like I said, she lost. Okay, so that was a bit of a test to see if Canada wanted to go the populist route or if they wanted to go a more moderate route. Like France chose a more moderate route. Canada has also chosen more moderate leaders. Okay, now a very interesting situation happened recently that I just wanted to share with you. This is pretty interesting, I found anyway. So there is a city in Alberta called Lethbridge. Okay, it's a few hours drive from here in Calgary. Now, there was an incident at a restaurant in Lethbridge where there was sort of an argument between a white Canadian woman and some immigrants. I'm not sure where they were from. Somewhere in the Middle East. I think maybe Afghanistan. Okay, so they were both sort of arguing with each other. I'll put the link to this video down there in the description so you can watch it for yourself. But it was pretty heated. Now, one of the things this woman said, she said multiple times in the video, "You're talking to a Canadian woman. You're talking to a Canadian woman. You're not talking to one of your Syrian bitches." Yikes. Yikes. "You're not talking to one of your Syrian bitches." Now, why did she say this? Well, this shows, I think, sort of a hidden attitude that I think a lot of Canadians have, that Middle Eastern men don't respect women. Okay, they don't respect women. Now, obviously, that's a stereotype. I know a lot of Middle Eastern men who really respect women a lot. But I think a lot of Canadians sort of believe this idea that Middle Eastern, or maybe not Middle East, maybe more Muslim. I think the stereotype is more around Muslim men don't treat women very well. That's sort of the stereotype, okay? Now, that's a bit of a problem because Muslims are actually the fastest growing minority in Canada, okay? So if a lot of Canadians sort of have this attitude inside toward groups like Muslim people, I mean, then it can be a problem for society. Then it's a perfect ground for a populist leader to rise up and say, "You know what, we're going to fight for our own people, our own rights, our own race." Okay, so it can get a bit ugly. So I want to ask you, could there be a populist movement in the future in Canada? Yeah, I think so. I think there could be a populist movement. Now, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that, you know, there's peace in Canada. I want different groups of people to get along with each other. Right now, there's sort of peace in Canada. But the problem is that these groups of people don't really interact with each other. And that's called parallel societies. Now, I've made other lessons talking about this idea of parallel societies. Let's say you have one group of people and they are the majority, and then you have a smaller group of people who are the minority. Okay, if the majority get really sort of disgruntled means unsatisfied, they're sort of a bit angry about something, okay, then they might elect a populist leader, and then things can get pretty ugly. Maybe this group will be kicked out of the country. That would be extreme. Now, I think parallel societies are like a ticking time bomb. What's a ticking time bomb? Well, a ticking time bomb is a bomb with a clock on it. It's counting down. Eventually, the bomb is going to explode. We don't know when, but it's a ticking. Tick, tick, tick. At some point, it's going to explode. Okay, in my opinion, parallel societies are like a ticking time bomb. Something bad is going to happen. I don't want that to happen. I hope it doesn't happen here in Canada. But you know what? These groups of people, they don't mix with each other, and that is perfect grounds, perfect breeding grounds for a populist leader to rise up. It didn't happen this time in the Canadian election, but hey, it could happen in the future. So I've been warning against that. I don't want any violence here in Canada. But it would be a very easy solution. The easy solution is these groups of people start to make friends with each other, develop good relationships. But right now, I don't see that in Canada. I don't see that happening. For example, I just went on a walk around my neighborhood before making this lesson. Like just about 10 minutes ago, I went on a walk around my neighborhood and I walked through a park and I saw about 15 elderly Sikh men sitting in a circle talking with one another. And they all had huge beards, about this long. They all had turbans and I'm not sure if all of them, but some of them were wearing a kirpan, which is like a ceremonial sword, right? A lot of Sikh people wear those like ceremonial daggers, right? Now, I saw this group of people, and my first thought was, I would never see, you know, a group like this in Calgary with like Chinese people, or I mean like a mix of people. It's always just one group. It's like either just Sikhs or Muslims or Chinese people or white people. Okay, it's very rare to see like a really integrated, a mixed group. Okay, especially for first generation immigrants. If kids go to school together, okay, then they make friends with each other, a Sikh, a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, they can all make friends with each other. But for people who come to Canada, and most of the immigrants in Canada are first generation, right? 20% of Canada's population, 20% are first generation immigrants. That means they were born outside of Canada. Can you believe that? 20% of Canada's population was born outside of Canada. Wow. Okay, so all these groups, they don't mix. Personally, I think it's a ticking time bomb. I really hope nothing bad happens, but hey, it could happen. And you know, that's basically what populism is. Populism happens when one group feels like they are being taken advantage of, when the majority people, they're offended or something, they want to change something, so they elect a leader to represent them, and then bad things usually happen for the other smaller groups. Hey, I want to know, is there a populist movement in your country? Like I said, in Canada, there is no populist movement yet. It could happen in the future. We'll see. Anyway, let me know your answer down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.